Welcome to another edition of Tourism Roundup. This week, we take a look at infrastructural developments being undertaken in two resort areas. And in our No Jamaica feature, we'll tell you about St. Thomas's best-kept secret. I'm Kadisha Watkiss. Stay with us for an enjoyable time. Road improvement and beautification works play a significant role in the development and maintenance of Jamaica's tourism product. Thus, the Tourism and Entertainment Ministry has embarked on several such projects in resort areas to enhance visitor experience and convenience. Two of these projects are the dual-purpose pathway in Negril, Westmoreland, and the Montego Bay Elegant Corridor in St. James. Negril is one of Jamaica's most popular tourist destinations, and the Tourism Ministry is making sure it does its part to sustain the area. The Negril Dual Purpose Pathway project is one of the most recent developments. This features the construction of an 8-kilometer stretch for shared use by pedestrians, joggers, and cyclists. The pathway is being constructed in three phases, with funds from the Inter-American Development Bank, IDB, Tourism Product Development Company, TPDCO, and the Tourism Enhancement Fund, TEF. The $145 million project is being managed by the National Works Agency, NWA.
We knew from all our development plan, one of the things that Negril needed was sidewalks. I needed an area for persons to ride bicycles, to jog, and just for pedestrians.
Tourism Minister Dr. Wickham McNeil. Phase 1 started in 2013, covering 1.5 kilometers. It involved concrete and bridge works, as well as installation of curb walls. Phase 2 began January 19, 2015. It incorporates a 2.5-kilometer stretch and is slated for completion in July.
It's extensive work, and it will be done in a way that I think that this is definitely going to enhance the beauty of the resort town. We're taking these steps to really lift the product in Jamaica, where even more importantly, when you make your product user-friendly, you encourage the visitors to come out more and get into the community.
The project is also expected to resolve critical problems with the town's drainage system. The final phase will see the construction of the remaining 4-kilometer-long pathway. Plans are in place to upgrade another resort town, Montego Bay.
We had discussions with the community, including members of the resort board, about the projects that we'll be undertaking here in Montego Bay. It was a very fruitful discussion, and out of it, we will be looking at some of the areas covering from Freeport right across town into the Dump Up Beach and onto the Hip Strip, as well as a number of other projects.
Lighting along the Montego Bay Elegant Corridor is among the projects. This will see the installation of energy-efficient lamps along a 17-kilometer stretch on the North Coast Highway, the 8th-month project being financed by the Tourism Enhancement Fund, TEF, at a cost of $248 million, should be completed by May this year.
At present, trenches are currently being dug, the cables are being laid, and the base pillar for the light poles are being installed in the medians of the roadway.
Dr. McNeil says he expects that the project will reap major benefits for the resort area.
I want to underscore that the work on the Montego Bay Elegant Corridor is a significant investment by the Tourism Enhancement Fund in Montego Bay. The work being done will ultimately benefit all stakeholders along the thoroughfare, including communities as well as the hotels and other businesses along that stretch.
Tourism Minister Dr. Wickham McNeil. Now for our No Jamaica feature. We look at an exquisite attraction hidden in St. Thomas, Reggae Falls. The site was once a hydroelectric plant but suffered damage during a storm. Now the water cascades over the dam's concrete lip, making a deep swimming pool at its base. That's it for this week's edition of Tourism Roundup. Join us again next week when we look at other developments in the tourism sector. For studio engineer Andre Palmer, I'm Kadisha Watkiss.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.